What's good? Zimbabwe mohle mori Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mtswakaza mohle Zimbabwe mohle ndei because ama zangu mori Zimbabwe eita eita o life. Tune in right now. Welcome mori Zimbabwe to the first show of The Connection Live Talk. The Connection coming to you from my apartment here in Washington, D.C. The first show of 2022. Mori Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, Mori Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2021. Mthokozo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, umthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Tinomgamchira imthongo yethu cheve chitiki muri Zimbabwe. Welcome to the very first show of 2022. Happy New Year to everybody tuning in. You made it to 2022 muri Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Umthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Anasi mchirongwa chelu cheve chidiki muri Zimbabwe na mhlanje kuhlelo lwethu. Tonight on The Connection, we look back jigi jigi at the year 2021. We're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth, of course, focusing more on the year. Tonight, we predominantly speak to youth rights activists or youth rights advocates, as many of them know them. And we look back at the year 2021 and, of course, focus on what could be done differently in 2022 in terms of empowering Zimbabwean youth and, of course, talking about the rights of Zimbabwean youth. Now, predominantly, we're going to be focusing on what they expect government to deliver in the year 2022. Now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe Mtogaza Moshe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded program. What this means, Mtogaza Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe, is that you will not be able to join in live as per usual. You can't join in live via telephone as per usual. However, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. So you will be able to provide your feedback there on our programs as this broadcast goes live on our three Facebook pages. For our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on YouTube. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. Once again, that is at VOA Zimbabwe. So go ahead and watch the program there. We're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. And of course, for our web fanatics, we're broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voandebele.com. So, linga kholi zulwanda bobuthi wonke umuntu ofisa ukubukela ku YouTube, sikhona ku YouTube. Abafisa ukubukela ku website, sikhona ku website. Abafisa ukubukela ku Facebook, sikhona njalo ku Facebook. All are broadcasting as we speak, of course, not to forget our radio wavelengths. So, Muri Zimbabwe linga kohle ukuthi for those that are watching this program as we speak, please feel free to share the program. Ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share, to press the share button, kuthi ukuthola chironga ne uwandu wedu, so that we watch the program in our numbers. And of course, most importantly, don't forget to leave your comments in the comment section and to press the like button so that sibone ukuthi ngempela ngempela mthokazo muhle sisonke like so. Don't forget to press the like button so that we see that we're together. Now, ukungena kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo muri Zimbabwe to delve into tonight's discussion. As usual, you know the deal. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 216,087 COVID-19 cases, 185,594 recoveries, and 5,047 deaths. Now, last night alone, 1,209 new cases were recorded, 2,333 recoveries, and 15 deaths. Now, to date, 4,136,295 people took their first COVID-19 jab. And of course, the amount of people that are fully vaccinated that have taken both the first and the second COVID-19 jab are 3,147,659. So once again, just those numbers one more time. The amount of people that are fully vaccinated, 4,136,295 people have taken the first jab. 3,147,659 are fully vaccinated. So those are the latest COVID-19 statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Moria Zimbabwe. To see those full stats, head over to their digital pages, their official pages on Twitter, and of course, Facebook and their website. But whilst on the discussion of COVID-19, President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the nation recently, whereby he updated the lockdown regulations. Now, amongst these updated lockdown regulations are, of course, he mentioned that the nation will be on level 2 of the lockdown for another 2 weeks, pending examinations. He also mentioned that the examination classes will continue. However, the general school calendar will be delayed until further notice. Business will resume as usual. However, it is important, the government emphasizes here, that COVID-19 preventative protocols should be adhered by. Moria Zimbabwe, let us head over to a clip that we have courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care's Twitter page of President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing the nation here, talking more about what government came by throughout the year 2021 when we're talking about coronavirus.
My fellow Zimbabweans, the new year 2022 begins under the persistent shadow of the global COVID-19 pandemic. The week closing the year has seen us record a total of 10,384 cases of infections and 142 deaths. These sober statistics translate to an average 1,483 new cases of infections and 20 deaths each day. The last 3 days alone were especially dire, with some 2,000 new infection cases and 30 deaths recorded daily. Clearly, our nation is in the grip of an Omicron virus-induced fourth wave, whose cave we continue to struggle to flatten before the cave begins to turn down.
Well, Moria Zimbabwe, that was our president, E.D. Mnangagwa, there updating the nation, Ekhasisa Ngempela. We'll see by year end, what were the COVID stats looking like? And of course, how is Zimbabwe faring in terms of the fight against the fourth wave, aka COVID-19 Omicron, which is the latest variant that seems to be spreading across the globe, the latest COVID-19 variant. So, lawanga amazwi kaMongameli Emmerson ubechaza ngempela ukuthi hayi yini okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu, what are they facing kwele Zimbabwe when we're talking about the fight against igciwane elimemethekayo, igciwane le-coronavirus. So let us know your thoughts, Moria Zimbabwe. Of course, when we talk about COVID-19, what are your thoughts looking back at 2021? How did COVID-19 disrupt your life? Especially nina andenga abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi, what were you facing kwele Zimbabwe owaphambaniswa nalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19? Balani imibonelo ku-Facebook zilukandaba sikhona ku khasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele ku-Facebook, sikhona njalo ku-VOA Shona kanye la ku-VOA Studio 7. Write your comments in the comment section. Let us know your thoughts. Moria Zimbabwe pari zvino tose pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Muineni Michael. Yes, I was a woman. Yes, I was a woman. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darira. Swa ininindin Darira. Just signal they're partnering up with Roots Africa, a message we've been playing over the past year, if not more. We are showing Mpelu Just signal. And Gezai Maoko, Gezai Maoko, Regai Kusaungana, Nekuche COVID-19. Chiriwere, Chiriko. Alias, Laungamas, you got Just signal. Lapa with Shabela. Ngempela ichaza etsheluzulu ukuthi hayi ngempela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ukhona izulu kandaba uyasho ngempela ukuthi gezani izandla lingaminyani ngobunengi benu ngempela ngempela i-COVID-19 liqinisa ukuthi i-COVID-19 ikhona. So we're in Zimbabwe now to delve into the discussion that I mentioned earlier on. Nasim Chongwa Chedichiwe Chidiki. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to youth rights advocates. Looking back at the year 2021, what challenges did the youth face? And of course, most importantly, how can these challenges be addressed in 2022? Tonight, we predominantly focus on human rights, youth empowerment, and of course, most importantly, the discussion around jobs. So I reached out to several different young people to hear their takes, of course, on how government handled these discussions in 2021. The first person we're going to hear from here is Tika Maibere, who is director of Zim Rights. Now, Tika Maibere here talks more in terms of what findings they came across in the year 2021 when they talk about human rights violations, and of course, how these violations were addressed. So let's head over to what Tikamai had to say, and when we come back, we hear more from other young people.
My members, Eduko Zim Rights, we record my violations and 4,385. Kanyanya kuanda my violations, angari ema evictions, nema displacements, ari induced ne development. Particularly Chivaku, my companies, even very politically connected. My violations, Angari Pam Soros Guru, the lack of access to clean and potable drinking water, a destruction of property, Chisangana, the ma assaults, Shukuru say I conserve one of my police. My honor is Zim Rights, the equity, or Mendeva Mnangakwa. Haina shungu nekuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. Zvidzidzo zvavakaita pavakagadzwa semutungamiriri wenyika kuti ivo vachange vachizoda kuti vange vachiremekedza kodzero dzevanhu hazvisi kuzadzikiswa, nekuti tiri kuona kuti kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kutoramba kuchienderera mberi. Vanotyora kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vadokumendwa havasi kusangana ne mutongo wekuti tingati unovatyisidzira kuti vasarambe vachityora kodzero dzevanhu.
Well, as Mbapo Moshe Muri Zimbabwe here, you are hearing from Tika Maibere, a prominent human rights advocate in Zimbabwe, talking more about their findings as an organization, talking more about the challenges that people faced. In his opinion, they are based on, of course, the findings that they came by in 2021. There were several rights violations in Zimbabwe, many which are yet to be addressed by the Zimbabwe government. In actual fact, according to Mr. Bere's opinion there, the Zimbabwean government has not done much towards addressing these issues. So yikho lokho okusandushiwo ngumnumzana uTika Maibere lapho kwechasisa umbono wakhe izulu kandaba esithi ebona njengenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ngomnyaka ka-2021 amalungelo abantu, amalungelo kaZulu hayi ekhanya ngani they were being violated ngohulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. We're going to be hearing from several different youth, some of them abakhanya ngani basekela uhulumende kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa besithi yena uhulumende ukhanya ngani usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa lolu dubo. So we're going to be hearing from other youth, but okwamanje that is what uMnumzana uthika mayibere yena he was explaining as I inhlanganiso yabo based on the conversations that they've had nabantu emphakathini endaweni ezijeneyo kwele Zimbabwe ukhanya ngani abantu abathabanga incwasi sikhangela udaba lolu lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu. Now another person that we have a video from here is Tulisi Hanana, who up until recently was in South Africa in the South, what many would argue was a self-imposed exile following several threats on his life. Mthulisi Hanana, whilst in South Africa, was discussing with several South Africans about the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. So let's head over to a video that we have of Mthulisi Hanana, where he was expressing his opinion there on the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. He, of course, is a prominent youth rights advocate. He's a prominent human rights advocate, a prominent, well-known ZAPU member. So let's head over to Mthulisi Hanana to hear his thoughts on the discussion.
Need to have the story of Zimbabwe being told. And it's good to have the people of South Africa telling the story of Zimbabwe, because there is a strong umbilical tie between South Africa and Zimbabwe. That dates back to 1967 in the Spolile and the Wanki battles fought by the Luthuli detachment in Zimbabwe, commanded by Chris Hani of South Africa, Dumiso Tabengwa of Zimbabwe, Mavuso Msimang of South Africa, Moffat Hadebe of Zimbabwe, and many others. So we have a strong tie as the people of South Africa and the people of Zimbabwe. And also you must be aware, comrades, that after independence, when Zimbabwe won their independence, we have a group of Zimbabwean guerrillas that gave sanctuary to South African guerrillas in Zimbabwe. The likes of Sipiwe Nyanda were hidden in Zimbabwe. And there was a Kobe bombing here, which was organized by Zimbabwean guerrillas, one of them being Jeremy Brickwill. And Mark Maharaj is one of the people that participated in that. So when we see these strong ties coming back to life, there is hope for us as the people of Zimbabwe. What is the story of Zimbabwe? The story of Zimbabwe is a story where a government has turned rogue, where we have a government that has turned against its own citizens, where we have got liberators that have become oppressors. We have the story of Zimbabwe where a government in 1982 and 1987, between 1982 and 1987, turned against its citizens and killed 20,000 of them, and Africa was silent. And the person who was in charge of those killings is now the president of Zimbabwe. And his modus operandi has always been that of killing. His modus operandi has always been that of abductions. His modus operandi has always been that of curtailing rights of the people. And where we stand today, the people of Zimbabwe, we are crying to say, long ago when Mugabe was in power, we had a political party that had an army. But after the coup of 2017, we have an army that is a political party. There is no rule of law in Zimbabwe. What we see today, I'm wearing this red and white. This is what the people of Zimbabwe wear in prison. Why am I wearing this? I'm wearing this in solidarity with people that have been arbitrarily arrested in Zimbabwe for speaking against corruption, for speaking against human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. And what has the government done? The government has weaponized the law. The government has weaponized the constitution, and it uses it to whip the people of Zimbabwe into line. I'm wearing a mask here that is written ZANU-PF must go. Our comrades in Zimbabwe produced these masks to protest against the state brutality. And what happened? Between the 26th of July and the 7th of August, we had over 50 of our comrades having their houses broken into. And where I stand, my family is in Zimbabwe. What happened is that the state got into my house and they tried to shoot and kill my children, wanting to know where I am. That is the government that we have, a government that does not value the sanctity of human life, the government that rules by brutality and violence. And I'm here to say we need the solidarity of Africa. We need our story to be told. We need whatever is happening in Zimbabwe to be spoken about in every corner of Africa. And we are saying this to say, for 40 years, the people of Zimbabwe have been suffering and struggling. But comrades, there is a limit to the amount of violence that people can get from a government before they start pushing back. The people of Zimbabwe have peacefully been resisting.
And now government, now make sure that even that peaceful resistance is crushed. And I'm sorry to say, comrades, sooner or later we might see a scenario where the people of Zimbabwe are going to do whatever is necessary to resist coming brutality.
Peace,
brother, peace. Nelson Mandela said, we can only protest using peace if the oppressor understands the language of peace.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, comrades, the oppressor in Zimbabwe does not understand the language of peace. And I'm here to say the people of Zimbabwe are ready and ripe to do whatever is necessary to get their freedom. And we need Africa to intervene before we have a full-blown crisis in Zimbabwe. Because a crisis in Zimbabwe is a crisis that has potential to destabilize everything. We need you guys, we need South Africa, we need every rightful-thinking African to stand in solidarity, not with the government of Zimbabwe, but with the people of Zimbabwe that have become victims. Amanza! Viva! Viva!
Viva!
People of Zimbabwe, viva!
Viva!
Comrades.
My comrades, thanks for the powerful discussion.
Well, Zulu Kandaba Lapa Ulo Ubengu, Tulisi Hanana, this was when he was back, South Africa, speaking his mind there in terms of the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. And now, without wasting time, let us also hear from Mabuto Moyo, who is a ZANU PF youth member there, Mabuto Moyo, during the World Human Rights Day, last year, which is December 10, Studio 7 reached out to him to hear his thoughts on human rights in Zimbabwe. He speaks more in terms of how President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government is working hard to respect human rights in Zimbabwe, especially in the year 2022, what was done differently. Let's hear more from what Mabuto had to say in a very, very short bite that he had to express himself.
Ngisebenza katanana ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi amalungelo abantu ananzelelwa. Ngoba ama human rights izwe lonke nje ize kazilonke lomhlaba wonke into esiqhakathekileyo abantu kumele behlale bengahlukunyezwa kumele behlale bethola amalungelo abo ngakho ke ukukhitshwa kwephosa le IPA kwaba linyathelo elitsha elafakwa nguhulumende ngesikhathi singena ku new dispensation ngoba bekulezikhalazo eziningi ukuthi iphosa iyancindezela amalungelo abantu, iIPA iyancindezela amalungelo abantu, okhayele ukuthi hayi asikhangeleli ukuthi uhulumeni uzama lapho, sikhangeleli ukuza kuzayanda kusiba ngcono.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Mabuto Moyo. As I explained early on, according to Mabuto Moyo, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government is doing everything in its right state towards addressing human rights violations. He, in his opinion, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government is doing everything correct. Everything is on the right track towards ensuring that our rights are respected in Zimbabwe. Sakamanga mchinzo apa Muriya Zimbabwe, wechidiki we baturu notonga baturu ZANU PF. Ndi anga achitsana ngura maondro ake ne pamusoro pezvenyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu ari kuti aiwa muZimbabwe achisi chokwadi kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kumbunyikidzwa ari kuti hurumende yava Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo mukuona kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinoremekedzwa muZimbabwe. Now, I also reached out to Elvis Mugari, who is a prominent youth rights advocate here. We go in depth about this discussion, particularly human rights in Zimbabwe, looking back at the year 2021. We look forward at the year 2022 in terms of youth empowerment, in terms of respecting the rights of a youth, and of course, what government should do towards addressing the challenges that were faced by Zimbabwean youth in 2021. So let's head over to a conversation that I had with Elvis over the telephone, and he explains more in terms of his thought process. Let's hear more from Elvis.
Thank you very much for the question. Well, 2021 was a very difficult year for those who are in the human rights fraternity for a lot of reasons. And we have witnessed in Zimbabwe gross human rights violations in a lot of circumstances where we have seen the government clamping down on human rights activists, clamping down on students, clamping down on trade unions, and clamping down on political opposition political activists. So it was a very difficult year for those who are in this opportunity in Zimbabwe. So it was a very difficult year. It was also a very difficult year because we had lost a pillar in the human rights fraternity, Mr. Jewama Vinga, and we are still mourning up to today, and it was really a blow to the fraternity. So it was really a very difficult year, but we, despite these hardships and these challenges, the human rights activists and all of us, we have been pushing and we have been standing for what we believe in.
Mr. Mugari, I've spoken to some government supervisors and youth members of who have experience working with government, and they beg to differ with your opinion on President Emmerson Mnangagwa's progress when it comes to dealing with human rights violations. In fact, they believe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is on the right track. What are your thoughts on their sentiments?
I vehemently might disagree with the government sympathizers and the assertion that the government has been trying by all means to bring about the democratization of our country, Zimbabwe, is unfounded. Why? Because we've seen the government trying to repeal some of the draconian acts like FOSA and IPA, but on the same time we have seen the same government trying to put again serious draconian laws which are worse, more dangerous than IPA and FOSA. For instance, the discussion on the patriotic bill the one seeking or bar the information bill. The implementation of these laws, it really is pushing to infringe or to put down, the dissenting voice in Zimbabwe. So it's like we are putting one step forward and seven steps backwards. So there's nothing to record on this case.
Now, Mr. Mugari, experts argue that just like 2020, Zimbabwean youths experienced several rights violations, ranging from early child marriages through to gender-based violence. All of these have been credited to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is still ongoing in 2022. What are your thoughts on the opinions expressed by experts here?
No, I think what we need to understand is the selection application of the law, because the system in Zimbabwe has been using the pandemic as an instrument to curtail those who speak against the government, to bring to account or toward those who speak against the government. So you realize that we're now in an animal farm, that other people are being allowed to congregate and other are being denied. So the government itself is using COVID-19 as an instrument not to suppress the opposition, to suppress the dissenting voice. It's heartening that things such as child marriages, things such as, hunger and starvation continue to happen during this watch, in the name that the government of the day is blaming. They are not standing up for the citizens. The responsibility of the government is to protect these people. But if you see the government of the day failing to protect these people, failing to make sure that they put an end to child marriages, failing to make sure that they put gender-based violence, it shows that the government is failing. The government has failed to perform its duty.
Now, to your point about early child marriages and gender-based violence, why would you argue that government is not doing anything when, for example, soon after the Anna Machaya case, last year, we saw government setting up an entire task force whose primary focus is dealing with early child marriages and ending gender-based violence. So what makes you say that government is doing nothing to fight GBV and early child marriages?
Let me tell you the problem with the system or the regime we have in Zimbabwe. The problem is that the government itself tries, it's very good in hoodwinking the people. It's not the first time where we see the government of Zimbabwe, the same regime trying to put a step forward in fighting gender-based violence and in fighting early child marriages. But on the same time, It happened 2008 during the Mugabe regime, and some years back they've been trying to fight this, but the challenge is these things, especially child marriage, it's happening in most religious sectors, which is eating on the same table with the ruling. And we see the same government going to the same institutions, going to the same religious institutions, you know, addressing, asking for vote, sloganeering at those religious institutions. What do you expect? So they are not really genuinely fighting child marriages, because the same people who are perpetrating, who are pushing for child marriages, they are the same people whom they are sitting with them during the night, nicotinously, and having coffee with them.
Now, Mr. Mugari, I want to talk a little more about corruption. Now, experts have argued that there's a direct link between corruption and human rights violations. And their argument here is that wherever there is corruption, this leads to an unavailability of human rights services and goods, for example, access to water, education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Would you argue that is the case in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I agree, and that is the case really in Zimbabwe. There's a positive relationship between the two, that between corruption and human rights. In a country where, you know, corruption prevails, you know, you realize that this is a country where there is gross human rights violations, where there is lack of, you know, basic necessities which needed by the people, like water, like education and healthcare, of which is, those are the things which are missing in Zimbabwe because of corruption, because of the mismanagement of funds, the mismanagement of public resources.
But now, whilst on the chat of corruption, we hear our President Emmerson Mnangagwa insisting time and time again that his government is making the accurate strides towards dealing with corruption. That's one of his top mandates. Over the past 3 years, we've seen several government officials, top government officials, taken to task and losing their positions in government. What are your thoughts on that?
I doubt the genuinity of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. I doubt the genuinity of the government of Zimbabwe in fighting corruption. A lot really needs to be done if you declare a fight against corruption. So here in Zimbabwe, the challenge is the fight itself. They are not genuine fighting. But those who are involved in corruption, the small fishes are the ones who are being, you know, trapped by the net. But those, you know, big ones, big fishes which are involved in these real corruptions, they are walking around freely in Zimbabwe.
Let us look at the year 2022, Mr. Mugari. As we venture into the new year, what would you like to see the Zimbabwean government do for the youth of the nation?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Mike, there's a lot which I really, really wish the government of Zimbabwe would do this 2022 to make sure that, the environment is conducive for both investment in the country and also conducive for human rights to prevail in Zimbabwe. I want the government of Zimbabwe to, as we are heading for 2023 election, to make sure that there's reforms. They must push for electoral reforms and media reforms and also economic reforms. These are really critical, you know, governance issues which need to be addressed. The other thing is we want also to see, you know, the government of Zimbabwe trying their own way to push for genuine youth empowerment without selecting, you know, or without pointing which party.
Vamugari ngatimbozi yainyai pachidimbu neshona. Tipewo maundro enyu nezvenyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe mugore ra 2021.
Gore ra 2021 vahove igore ranga rakati women mune nyaya dzokurwirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Igore ratakaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvikuru zvichiitika, tichiona kuti takadzoserwa kumashure munyaya dzekurwira kodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe. Igore ratakaona zvakanyanya kumbunyikidzwa kukodzero dzevanhu kuchishandiswa COVID-19 pandemic as an instrument, kana kuti sechinhu chaishandiswa kudzvinyirira kodzero dzevanhu. Takaona COVID-19 ichishandiswa kuti vanhu havabvumidzwi kupinda mugwagwa kuti varatidzire nyunyuto dzavo. Nakaona COVID-19 ichishandiswa vanhu vemuopposition vachisungwa vachivharwa musungwa nenyaya yekuti vaita break nyaya dzeCOVID-19. But tichiona zvakare kuti yaishandiswa kuchengetera vanhu. So igore zvakare ratakaona vanhu vachisungirwa kuita speak out against corruption, kuita speak up against state capture. Igore zvakare ratakaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvikaitika, ende kupfuura kwaro kwakatirwadza nekuti igore zvakare ratakarasikirwa nemunhu mukuru musector yekurwira kukodzerwa vanhu vadewa mavhinga. And it was a blow to us. And then another nasi tichiri kuchema. So igore ranga rakatikomera.
Vamugari, tapinda mugore idzva, mugore ra2022. Zvii zvamungada kuona hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa ichiita mukuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu, kunyanya vechidiki munyika?
Zvinhu zvizhinji zvakawanda zvinofanira kuitwa nehurumende yava Emmerson. Chinhu chacho inyaya chikuru chacho inyaya yemareforms. MuZimbabwe tinotaura nyaya dzemareforms, nyaya dzemareforms, maelectoral reforms, nyaya dzemaeconomic reforms. Izvo zvakakosha kuti zvinoita kuti muve nemutongi wejekerere vanhu kana vane marights avo ari fully prescribed mubimburo remutemo. Zvakare kune mitemo vahove inopfuura mazana mana iriko isingaenderani nebumbiro redu rakabuda nevanhu mugore ra2013 constitution vahove. Tinoda kuti mitemo iyi ivandudzwe uye mitemo iyi ive aligned to the people's constitution rakabudwa naro mugore ra2013 kuti zvinhu zvifambe. Also tinoda kuona hurumende yavamunangagwa ichimeka sure kuti zvinhu zvagadziriswa in terms yekubvumidza vanhu kuti vaparticipate munyaya dzokurwisa COVID-19 pandemic, vawane chokuita mufight. So that zvinoita kuti ivo vanhu ivavo vari vanoafektwa mumaruva vari kuzasi varege kuafektwa nenzara, varege kuafektwa nekushayiwa kwehutano nezvinhu, because vanenge vari involved mukurwisa kodzero dzevanhu. Ndizvo zvinhu zvakanyanya zvatinoda kuona mugore ra2022 zvichiitika. Zvakare tava kuenda kusarudzo dza2023. Tinoda kuona zvakare hurumende yeZimbabwe ichialawa maorganizations akazvimirira kana vatoti macivil society kuita basa ravo vakasununguka, kuconducta voter registration and voter education vakasununguka pasina kumbunyikidzwa kukodzero dzavo, pasina kuchichidzirwa, pasina kurambidzwa kuungana muzita rehutachiona hweCOVID-19.
Gore rapfuura vechidiki vakasangana nematambudziko akawanda akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira kurodzwa kwevanasikana pamwe nemhirizhonga mudzimba. Ndanchikumbira kuti mukande mashoko maviri matatu kune vechidiki muchivaudzawo ka kuti gore rino nyaya idzi dzakavashusha gore rapfuura vangadzigadzirisa sei.
Tinotenda vahove. I think nyaya iripo panyaya mbiri dzamataura inyaya dzagara dzichinetsa muZimbabwe kwenguva yakareba. Nyaya dzekurodzwa kwevana vadiki dzichienda zvakaa. But nyaya dzadzina kutanga kutaurika nhasi inyaya dzakatanga kutaurika kudhara vahove. But chinhu chatinoona ndechekuti hurumende yedu haisi pachokwadi kana kuti haisi genuine mufight against child marriages ne corruption ne uori muZimbabwe. I think we need to take it up kwatiri isusu sevana muZimbabwe, because this country, nyika yeZimbabwe, belongs to us. Ngatibatanei tirwise kurodzwa kwevanasikana, titsvage maperpetrators tivaendese kumatare.
All right, Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, our time is up here. I'm going to have to move over to our next guest that's joining us via telephone. But as we wrap up, what last words would you have for the youth of the nation pertaining to tonight's discussion here, focusing on human rights, dealing with corruption, and of course, most importantly, preparing for the 2023 elections?
Ndinotenda vawo. Mashoko angu kuvatevere okuvana veZimbabwe, ndinoti vana veZimbabwe zvatapinda mugore ra2022, gore rino iri igore ratinofanirwa kumira sevana veZimbabwe mukubatana, takabatana mukurwisa zvinhu zviri kutinetsa munyika yeZimbabwe zvakafanira kutyorwa kukodzero dzevanhu neuori. Uori hwakatekeshera muZimbabwe, uori hwakatekeshera kumabhodha kwedu, uori hwakatekeshera mugovernment, uori hwakatekeshera kune avo vari kuma police award, wakatekeshera kuma soldier award, wakatekeshera in all sectors of you know our country. Saka ndinoti kuvana veZimbabwe ngatiparane pamwe chete tirwise mavices awa, tirwise uwori. Kune dzimwe nyika vari kusimuka. KuSudan vakasimuka vakati aiwa hatidi kodzero dzedu kumbunyikidzwa, hatidi kuti corruption irambe ichiendera. KuZambia vakasimuka vakati vari kupepetreta corruption ngavabve muutongi, avo vari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu ngavabve mutongi zvikaitika. Ngatizvezvezvemo tibatane, ngatirejiste tuvhota. Patichavhota gore rinouya ngatisununguke tinge tindovhota muwandu hwedu, tivhotere out avo vanorwisa kodzero dzevanhu, tivhote vanhu vakange vasungwa corruption vanofanira kusendenzwa. As an example, yekuti umwe munhu arege kuba mangwana. Sakei ngatibatanei sevana veZimbabwe, tibatane pamwe chete muwandu hwedu, tirwise kutyorwa kodzero dzevanhu, tirwise uori watekeshera munyika yeZimbabwe kuti nyika yedu ibudirire gore rino ra 2023. Tingatatsane sanzo dzemugore rinouya ra-2023. Ndatenda.
Wow, suluka ndaba sithanda ukubonga uElvis Mugari ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Ubechasisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo nxa sesikhangela udaba lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu abasakhulayo. Njalo uthinte njalo udaba lwemisebenzi esithi hayi kukhanye ngani lolu daba luqhubekela phambili luhlupha abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, ukuthi elizweni akula imisebenzi. Uthinte njalo udaba esithi hayi yena ukhuthaza uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ngomnyaka ka-2022 kumele alungisise inhlupho zonke zabantu abasakhulayo ngesiphangiphangi, ngenxa yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, when he took over the reins yokuba ngumongameli ngomnyaka ka-2017, wathembisa abantu abasakhulayo wathi imisebenzi yabuya. Now to hear i-rebuttal yabantu abasakhulayo, to hear ukuthi what is government doing to help the youth of the nation in 2022, and of course what are the thoughts of government when we talk about you know, human rights violations, etc., etc., etc. We reached out to a ZANU-PF youth member. He's also the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Unicros Kajengo. He's also a development practitioner. Let's hear what Mr. Kajengo had to say about human rights in the year 2021, and of course, what youth can expect from government in the year 2022. Yena ubekhuluma ezimela, USR speaking in his own capacity as a young person and of course a development practitioner. So let's hear more from Mr. Kajengo on the matter.
Okay, thank you very much. As far as Zimbabwe is concerned, I fully believe that our country is one of the best countries in the region that respects human rights, given that if you are talking of human rights, we are talking of the basics needed by people for their day-to-day needs in life, be it food, water, healthy, shelter, the right to vote, the right to form a political party, whatever affiliation. So we are saying, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, it is one of the countries that respect these fundamentals, given that the government itself, guided by the Blueprint Vision 2030, has got some, you know, environment that have been created that are, you know, a level enough to ensure that the people, the public, have got equitable access to these basic needs, such as access to education, access to clean and safe water, access to food security for all. So obviously it's beyond doubt that our country respects human rights, and it doesn't require a robot professor, my brother, to substantiate how committed the government of Zimbabwe is to the human rights. Coming on to politics, it is also very clear that Zimbabwe has got a rule of law, and it's a very democratic country. If you look at the year 2018, you agree with me that we had more than 20 political parties that contested the harmonized election, which is a reflection of how democratic the country is. Mm-hmm. So coming into the year 2020, it's beyond doubt as well that the government has been working with the various NGOs, the private sector, you know, intergovernmental agencies, and I'm sure one of the rapporteurs from the United Nations was in the country the year that is gone by to assess human rights issues. And actually, from the reports, we just read from the various media is totally in agreement that the issue of human rights is one of the achievements by the Second Republic under the wise leadership of Comrade T.T. Mnangagwa.
Mr. Kajengo, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on the program. Whilst on the discussion of human rights, I've spoken to some youth rights advocates, and they are of the belief that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government is amongst the global governments that use the COVID-19 restrictions as an excuse to violate the rights of citizens, especially when we talk about opposition parties and civic society organizations. Predominantly those who are trying to just do their work. Here we're talking about voter registration exercises, et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts on sentiments echoed by these youth rights advocates?
I think those young people are not connected with reality. The COVID-19 regulation were set by United Nations through WHO, where countries were directed or ordered to ensure adherence to COVID-19 protocol. For example, under various lockdown levels like level 2, you know, we had limited number of people who are allowed to assemble, either on political grounds, on business grounds, on professional grounds, whatever reason. So that application was not targeted to any political party. In fact, even the ZANU-PF itself, I don't believe, and I've never heard that ZANU-PF has been, holding some meetings. In fact, it was a cross-cutting issue, whether you are a political party, you are under a church. So everybody was affected, not by anyone's, rule, but rather by the protocol put on board by the international board, which is UN. So I think it's really mendacious for political parties to say they were deprived of their political rights to gathering as a result of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That is totally erroneous, totally mendacious.
As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, Zimbabwean youth in 2021 experienced several rights violations, amongst them being we saw a surge in gender-based violence cases. We saw a lot of youth having limited access to education. And of course, there was the predominant discussion around early child marriages. As a young person, what would you like to see happen differently in 2022?
Thank you very much. Already, we have got a map, we have got a roadmap, we have got the framework put in place by government to ensure political, social, and economic emancipation for our people. This is Vision 2030. This is NTS1. Already the work is in progress. And this empowerment train is on course. So we are not going to invent a new wheel. But simply, we still guided by the blueprint NTS1. That speaks to political empowerment, social empowerment, economic empowerment, and of course, cultural empowerment for our people. So already the pace has been set by the government. So what is required is for those in the government, those outside government, the NGOs, the private sector, the churches, and of course, everybody from individual level to ensure that they implement the so-called NTS1 for the good of our people, for the good of the future of the country.
Now, Mr. Kajengo, I've spoken to several youths in Zimbabwe about their 2022 demands. And their biggest demand resonates to something that a lot of young people have spoken to over the years, which is jobs, 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 jobs. Now, this is something that President Emmerson Mnangagwa, when he took upon the reins of presidency, he vowed to address, he promised a lot of young people jobs. Now, to date, this is still a discussion. It's still an issue for the youth of the nation. What do you think the youth of the nation should expect from government in 2022 when we're talking about jobs?
The future is very bright, given that the problem we have been experiencing as a country for the past 10 years was the effect of climate change. And of course, we are now realizing some improvements in terms of climate, where we are witnessing good rains being received almost throughout the country. So once the country is food secure, once everybody is food secure, it means that if our agriculture, is supported, if our agriculture stands firm, then of course the industry will do likewise. So that is why I'm saying the future is very bright, and also God seems to be smiling on us as a people and of course as a country. So I think the future is very, very clear, and we are very happy about the blueprint, about the direction being taken by the civil republic in as far as empowerment is concerned, either for the young people, the elder, in fact, for all the Zimbabweans. So the empowerment trajectory being implemented by the civil republic is definitely impressive, and of course, it's promising in as far as the youth are concerned.
Right, aiwa takunza zvakanaka vakajengo ngati imboze ainyai nerurimi rwamai neshona. Vakajengo vechidiki vanoita zvematongerwo enyika, pamwe chete nevechidiki vanoita basa rekurwira kodzero dzevanhu, vanoti hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa mugore ra2021 yaishandisa mitemo inodzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19 mukumbunyikidza kodzero dzevechidiki. Vanoti panguva iyo ivo vaiedza kuita zvirongwa zvavo zvakafanangana nekunyoresa vanhu kundovhota, vaishungurudzwa nemapurisa. Asi paaiona bato rinotonga, bato reZANU PF, hanzi bato reZANU PF vaiita zvirongwa zvavo vakasununguka vasina neto nemapurisa. Mashoko aya munomatambira sei sewechidiki?
Mukoma Mike, muri kutaura hakuzi kutanga kutaura kwamuri, ndikatanga kuzinzwa pastesheni yedu iyo yeStudio 7. Ndikazvinzwa zvakare mumapepa nawo munana Daily News ana News Day. Asi inogara ndiri paground, handina kubva ndaona bato reZANU PF richita misangano nguva yecovid-19. Ine vandaiziva vaita nharo zvekuita misangano iyoyi vaibva kubato reMDC Alliance, ndo vandainzwa vaita mbiri yekuda kupinda munyaya dzekuunganidza vanhu. So ndopamaizoona dzimwe nguva hurumende, dzimwe nguva mapurisa, dzimwe nguva kunyange vabereki vosvika pakuti zvamakuita izvi hamusi kuona here kuti mungaisa upenyu vanhu munjodzi. Ipapo vakangotsurwa chete, yatova yowe. Votomhanya kunana America, votomhanya kunana Europe, votomhanya paindaneti tarambidzwa. Havana kurambidzwa. Asi vakanzi imbomirai kusvikira taona kuti utachiona hwapa danho ripi ravapaafikiriza kushimudza upenyu hwevanhu.
Tochizeya kanyaya yezvichemo zvevechidiki. Chichemo chikuru chatinonzwa vechidiki vachichema nacho inyaya yemabasa. Vari kuti aiwa, mabasa, nanhasi vachiri kuchema vachiti mabasa hamuna munyika. Zvii zvatingatarisira zvingaitwa nehurumende mugore ra2022 mukugadzirisa dambudziko iri?
Mukatarisa kuAmerica, mukatarisa kuEurope, mukatarisa kuAsia, chinonzi basa rinogadzirwa nemunhu. Saka isisu senyika seZimbabwe tiri kuti vechidiki ngavazvigadzire vega mabasa, vagopowa mumwe mabasa. Vanogadzira sei mabasa? Pari kuvhurwa mukana wakaenzana unoita kuti vakwanise kuzviriritira. Tine bhanga revechidiki rinoita kuti vava nemari dzokutangisa. Iro gore ratabva irori takaparura chirongwa chinonzi chemastarter packs, chinoita kuti vechidiki vawane pekutangira. Vakapiwa zvekurimisa nebhengi rinonzi Empower Bank, vaishanda inonzi Mhuri Farming. Zviri kutoitika kutaura kwandiriita pari zvino kuti vane chido chekuzvishandira, vane chido chekugadzira mabasa avo pachavo. Ndingati mukana waizvozvo vakazarurika, magonhi ose akazarurika. Zvakare hurumende ine urongwa hwakawanda kusanganisira chirongwa chekuti vechidiki vangabatsirike sei. Izvo zvisonzo zvatiri kubata hurumende yedu kuburikidza naPurezidendi vari kulonja hubs incubation anoita kuti akwanise kugadzira mabasa angawandidza upenyu hwevanhu. Saka vechidiki vakutarisira kushanda semaforomani, kushanda sevanotanha fodya mumapurazi evarungu, mumapurazi evamwe. Isu tiri kuti kwete munhu ndiwe wava employer, ndiwe wava murungu pache zvako. Saka nguva yekuti unoshandira umwe munhu uchipiwa mari shoma, singatengi bhurugwa hapasisina. Takuda kuti vechidiki sezvakaparwa nehurumende kuburikidza neNDS1 tutarisa kuti vision 2030 inenge itarisa kuti upenyu hwevanhu hwawandudzika here, uyezve iwo uchidika wana mabasa zviri kutoitika, mabasa ari kucreatwa. Saka vamwe vedu vanenge vasingazive, vamwe vedu vanenge vasingaoni, vamwe vedu vada kuti vatobatsirwa, vatooneswa kuti mikana iriko yakawandisa, yakazarurika. Hurumende yedu ine nzeve huru kwazvo, nzeve inoteerera izvi rose zvisinei nekuti riri kubva kupi.
Aiwa, nguva ndiyo yadyanana vakachengo. Ndanchikumbiro kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri vari kuteerera hurukuro yedu pari zvino, kunyanya vechidiki.
Ndotenda hangu sekutanga ndiroti makorokoto enegoredzva ndiroti vechidiki vanofanira kusvika Mwari sikuru, vanofanira kuya vari vanhu vane tsika, vane disipline, vari komited, uyezve havafaniri kuzeza kuuya kuhurumende. Hurumende ndeyavo, hurumende yedu tinotonga muzimbabwe ndeyevanhu, nokuti yakabva muvanhu, yakavhoterwa nevanhu, ine zvido zvevanhu. Saka ngavasatya, ngavafarire hurumende yavo. Mikana yakawanda yakavhurika, kunyanya kubandiko reagriculture, kunyanya kubandiko reenergy, kunyanya kubandiko rezvemigodhi. Saka mikana uripo wakavhurika zvikuru. Ngavarege kuita peer pressure, kupfurirana, asi ngavatsvage zano chaiko chaiko kwanisanga vachiriwana. Saka vafani kuwana zano mumabhawa, vafani kuwana zano yekupfurirana. Ngavawane zano kubva kuvanomirira, ingava hurumende, masangano akazvimirira, kana uye maprivate sector vanoshanda nevanhu nevabereki. Mukana vakazarurika, chiedza chakajeka kuti che. Tinogamuchira muve nenguva yakanaka, ndatenda.
Hai, zuluka ndapasithanda kubonga uNikos Kajengo ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Three things that we take away from ingxoxo esiyenze lo mnumzana uKajengo. Into yokuqala is ukuthi yena ubona ngani urhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa works uyasebenza gadalala ukulungisisa inhlupho zabantu abasakhulayo. Simuzwe ekhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo sithi hayi lingameleli urhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuletha imisebenzi. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is creating a conducive environment to ensure ukuthi i-investment yabuya, njalo ukubona ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo kumele babe ngaboforoman ukuthi ngempela ukuthi qalana amabhizimusi enu alichathe ontanga. So uKajengo is saying, you know what, youth of the nation, create your own jobs, and once you've created your own businesses, you can hire your peers instead of waiting for outside investment, instead of waiting for other companies to hire you. Uthinte njalo udaba lohlelo lwe-empowerment bank, ibhange elikhona elizweni. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi imali ikhona elizweni zulukandaba, uthi imali ikhona phansi kwe-empowerment bank, imali ikhona ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Uthinte njalo inhlelo ezikhona elizweni, ikakhulukazi abakwezokulima, uthi ugatsha lubona ngezokulima, i-Ministry of Agriculture ile nhlelo eziningi ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So uyasho ngempela uKajengo ukuthi hayi, youth of the nation, approach government, ngoba uhulumende ukhona and government is there to help you. Lukubona njani silukandaba? Sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi you can write your comments in the comment section and we'll be able to see feedback yenu. Zulukandaba, we'll be able to see your feedback on tonight's discussion. So please do not forget to press the like button, the share button, and of course write your comments in the comments section. Tashika kumakume nchongwa chini cha nasi muri Zimbabwe. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank every single person obelathi kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, every single person who joined tonight's program. This was our first program of the year 2022. Woza woza 2022. Zulukandaba, thank you so much to everybody that tuned in. Thank you so much to my guests, Elvis Mukari, Nikos Kajengo, Dzika Maibere, and others. Muri Zimbabwe at @MikeHove_ is my new Twitter and Instagram username. So for those that are looking to reach out to me, feel free to reach out to me on social media. If you're looking to be a guest, if you're looking to comment on issues, if you're looking to chat with me, reach out to me via social media. For those that like sending emails, mhove@voanews.com is the email. Muri Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place, Pano Panifinyure Studio 7. Konapa Yomsagazo Nyure Studio 7. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Happy, happy new year, Muri Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's meet at same time, same place. Bye-bye!